Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We now begin Book 4 in the Psalms. Being, quote, a prayer of Moses, the man of God, Psalm 90 is perhaps the oldest in the Psalter, 500 years before David. Psalm 91, continuing the theme of God's dwelling place, may be authored by Moses as well. There are three sections to the psalm. Part 1, verses 1 to 6, presents the everlasting God in contrast to the impermanence of humanity. Part 2, verses 7 to 11, describes the wrath of God in consequence of the sinfulness of humanity. Part 3, verses 12 to 17, begins the actual prayer request. Having observed sin and death, the two chief obstacles in the way of man's happiness and fellowship with God, he rightly seeks wisdom in solving these seemingly insurmountable problems. Here are his seven requests. 1. He asks to, quote, gain a heart of wisdom, verse 12, to take proper inventory of his fleeting life. Time is short. We can't afford to waste even one day. Number 2. He asks for, quote, compassion on your servants, verse 13. No matter how diligent we are in sin avoidance, we still need God's, quote, mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Verse 14. What else does he want? 3. Quote, make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil. Verse 15. This world has more than its share of sorrow and sin, but in the midst of it, the Lord can provide heavenly happiness, not just occasionally, but year-round. Number 4. We need to see what God is successfully doing so we can be encouraged and motivated to work with Him. Number 5. Our children need to see His glory, to know Him in a personal way. Number 6. We ask to show people your beauty reflected in us. And number 7, if you establish our work, it will bring eternal glory to you. I'm sure Moses won't mind if you borrow his list for your own prayers.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.